singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
American dancer, actor, choreographer, and motion picture director Gene Kelly was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on this date in 1912. His athletic style of dancing, combined with classical ballet technique, transformed the movie musical and did much to change the American public's conception of male dancers. One of five children born to a record company sales executive and a former actress, Kelly dreamed of becoming a professional athlete, but was redirected into dancing by his mother. He majored in journalism at Pennsylvania State College and economics at the University of Pittsburgh, but the allure of performing proved too strong to resist. He toured in vaudeville with his brother and for several years ran a successful dancing school in Pittsburgh. In 1938, he moved to New York City and won a role as a chorus member in Cole Porter's Leave It to Me. Invited to Hollywood by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer in 1942, Kelly made his film debut opposite Judy Garland in For Me and My Gal, but it was not until he was loaned to Columbia Pictures to co-star in the Rita Hayworth musical Covergirl 2 years later that he was able to bring his own special artistic vision to the big screen. The 1951 film, An American in Paris, features a 13-minute ballet that incorporates visual motifs of French post-impressionism. The film was singled out by critics and filmgoers alike as Kelly's masterpiece. However, its reputation has since been eclipsed by the 1952 film Singin' in the Rain, which is now universally regarded as the greatest film musical ever made. During the last three decades of his life, Kelly received dozens of awards and honors, among them the French Legion of Honor for his choreography of the Paris opera ballet Pas de Deux in 1960, and a Life Achievement Award from the American Film Institute. Despite periodic illnesses, he remained active until 2 years before his death. On this date in 1924, the Burbig Corporation, which had operated a community-owned theater in Pine Bluff for about 2 years, was dissolved. The theater was converted from a community-owned to a privately-owned business. Renamed Community Theater in 1922, the theater is now notable because it is one of the oldest of its single-screen Nickelodeon-type theaters in Arkansas. The building is still used as part of the Pine Bluff Film Festival.
The winner of the first Survivor competition is Rich. When that name came over and it was me, just relief. That was a happy, happy moment. Congratulations.
A decade ago on this date, an estimated 51 million viewers watched the first season finale of the reality show Survivor on CBS. Contestant Richard Hatch won the $1 million prize. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.